Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
The Hot 96.9 number one for throwbacks and the best new hip-hop and R&B. When did we open up officially? May 29th? When the hell was it? It wasn't long ago.
We're open?
Yeah, May 29th, I think. It was the Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, we're open, Pat. although we're open, you might not definitely want to go into a store anytime soon because we're right now, we're still in the period of getting ourselves used to being out right now. Apparently, people forgot how to do certain things, like shop. Like going to store,
yeah.
see an item that you want and take it and bring it to someone and do a little transaction. Like, you know, here, I'll give you this, you give me that, and then just go back in your car and go home and stuff like that. People are having trouble with those steps because stores, multiple stores, a dozen retailers are collaborating on a campaign. Like they're going to be running ads on TV. You might hear some on this radio station. to enlist customers to combat bad behavior against retail workers. So apparently people are forgetting when they go into a store that you can't...
To be a decent human being. Just say it.
To be a decent human being.
Seriously.
They're just berating the teenager thinking that they are the company.
And
about the policies of the company.
It's not even just teenagers. You know what? This is what makes me so upset. Like, we've spent this, you know, this entire time during the pandemic, you know, people doing some self-reflection. Everyone's talking about how they've changed. Right. They've looked at things differently. We found out who, you know, some really essential people were. The people who are delivering your food. The people who are still putting their lives on the line, working out, you know, in retail or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're going to treat them like crap.
Treat them like...
Like, it's so bad.
They have to run an ad to say, hey, can you be nicer to people?
Right!
But can I just ask a question? Did we really think anything different? Really?
I didn't.
Like,
people
honestly,
are animals.
Coming back... Right. Like, people are just savages.
No, we really
I did
are.
Not expect anything to change.
I had some hope.
I knew once this was over, well, quote-unquote over, that we were going to go right back to the way that we were before it started.
It'll shift back to a slight normal. And normal being that it happens every now and then. Right now, again, we're just... It's kind of an orientation phase. When you go somewhere new, you really don't know where you're going.
They don't know how to act.
You don't
people
know your
know
way around.
Act.
Yeah, you don't know how to act.
Yeah, but there were even people during that. I think people in their heads wanted to say that they were changing, but there were a lot of people who did not change.
Yeah,
and
no.
Still, like my niece works. I'm not going to say where she works, but my niece works in retail. She works at cash register. She does a whole bunch of different things. Every single day she had that she works, she has a story for me about someone who is just so nasty to her. Every day. It's ridiculous over the dumbest stuff.
Yeah. You know what it is? It's because people are so stuck in their heads, right? They're so stuck in their heads that if anything happens, and I'm talking about, this is like from the morning, from when you wake up in the morning, you're driving to work, at work, on your way home, at home. You're so stuck in your head with whatever your personal routine is that whenever something happens that throws it off, it's like a glitch that you cannot handle. You're just like malfunctioning, must figure out a way to maneuver this. And you think everyone else is in on the glitch, but they're not. They're just going about their own day. And you're like, you're inconveniencing me.
It's an inconvenience. It's an, like, oh my God.
Don't you know that I'm planning to go pick up my kids after this and then I was going to get an oil change? How dare you say, I don't know if we have that. Let me go look in the back. I was planning to be here for 6 minutes. Mm-mm. Now it's going to be 8.5. What's wrong with you? So please, be nice to your fellow human beings.
Wow, that really doesn't sound like a lot to ask, does it?
They're going
to
run ads for this, Melissa. Starting in the fall, you're going to hear on Hot 96.9. Gap and H&M want to remind you that when you go into a store, not to be an a-hole. Thank you very much.
Wow.
This was paid for by people who work in retail who don't want to get in a fight with the customers. Now,
really want to
They could beat your ass, but they don't want to lose their
job.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help, too, by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.